That is the other approach. So effectively what we're saying is that there are two dinim of kinui and stira. There's the kinui and stira that requires two adim to have sota water drunk. And then there's the kinui and stira to be usher on the husband. And this explains why the Rambam quotes Reb Chanina Misura in which area of halacha, which section in Maimonides? Hilchos Ishos. It should be in Hilchos
Sota,
but it's not, because we're talking about being Asura on the husband, and all is grand. All is grand besides one problem. What is Bizman Hazeh doing here? No? How come it says Bizman Hazeh? L'cha'ora, again, the same problem. If you're really worried that you hold like Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina, and if you're going to tell me that maybe I hold like Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina kilape the halacha of being asura on the husband, so why is that true only Bizman Hazeh? That should be true at all times. So for this, did any of you have a chance to read this B'nai Ahuva on the Rambam? Someone is shaking their head. I'm not sure when people shake their head like this, does that mean that they read it? Or does that mean that, Rabbi, we're going to make you feel good and we'll shake our head, but please don't call on me, because... Right? I'm inclined it's more the second way than the first. Okay. But B'kitzer Hama'aseh, the Sefer B'nai Ahuva, I have no idea who he was, but I'm fairly certain he lived after Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Feinstein. But I don't know who he was. The Sefer B'nai Ahuva has the following suggestion. He says, you know what? Ordinarily, the regular kinui requires two adim, right? And the regular stira requires two adim. Usually, if a person would do kinui without two adim, we would say, you know what? This thing that you're doing, it's a warning, it's a conversation, but it's not a kinui at all. Because if you really want to do kinui, you would up the ante and you'd have two adim. The fact that you don't have two adim indicates it's not kinui at all. Because you could go for gold. You could go all the way for something that would lead to hashga'a sota. However, bizman hazeh, hashga'a sota is impossible, says the B'nai Ahuva. And therefore, there is nothing deficient in your kinui if you do not have two adim. Right, again, this was quoted by the Netziv in his notes on the She'otos. Right, he quoted this B'nai Ahuva, but on the Bar Ilan, you actually have the B'nai Ahuva right there. But the basic idea is, lo lema inish le'inse bizman hazeh. Today, in our world, don't say privately, because bizman hamikdash, if you say it privately, that's garnished. Because if you'd be serious, you would say in front of two. So the fact that you said it privately shows you're not serious. You're not doing the real kinui. But bizman hazeh, it could be, it's a real kinui, and that is what the B'nai Ahuva says to answer the question. It's actually, I like it. I like it. The Chalkas Mechokik, I would say, is closer to Yafe. This is closer to Emes. Hello, Eliana, how are you?
Backwards, you can justify this idea of having one. How can the Rambam just sit down and decide this?
Again, so the Rambam is quoting our Gemara.
So that's we're just saying Bizman Hazeh, you shouldn't, because we're creating this third category.
But we're creating a new category of kinui insofar as making the woman asura on the husband. We're saying that Mesecha Sota, paradigmatic kinui, is about leading to hashgah sota. We have a new category of kinui to become usher on your husband. That new category of kinui only makes sense bizman hazeh, because bizman hamikdash you wouldn't even be asura on the husband, because bizman hamikdash we'd assume that you're joking around. Were the husband to be serious, the husband would have it in front of two adam.
Oh, and then to quote in our Gemara, it was like, so we're saying that Rabbi Yosef would only hold this way, he's a man hazeh, or that...
Yeah, so... Like the Gemara sounds like there's some question whether or not I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, whoever it is, whoever it is. I would say that Bizman Hazet, I have a question, maybe I look like him. Bizman HaMikdash, it's a Dabar Pasha that I don't look like him. That's the way this B'nai Ahuva is interpreting the Gemara.
I'm so confused how you can make that distinction. Like, nowadays we care about it more because we can apply this reasoning when Rabbi Yossi didn't, like, when he said it, didn't have that reasoning to begin.
Again, so when he said it, we know we don't paskin like him.
Right.
But it's entirely possible, not that the psak changed, because halacha doesn't change, but the psak bizman hamikdash against Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina is based on a certain svara that shows that you are not serious. And bizman hazet, it's entirely possible that you are serious. I'm still not satisfying you.
I guess, because like, what if the husband was serious when he said it?
But as a matter of halacha, we're saying, you know what? You couldn't be serious. Because had you been serious, you would have called two Edom. We have a raya that you're not serious. Because a serious kinoi is done in the presence of Edom. A serious kinoi that can lead to hashga asoda.
And we don't consider like her being asur to him serious?
We're going to say that she won't become asura to him. Because the husband did, remember, especially in light of this Yerushalmi, that kinoi has to be a super serious thing. So, as long as, and the way Tosfos concludes, that I have a question if you're serious, that's not a good kinoi. So that's the background of this thing. And I can have a question based on not his intonation, not, he says I'm serious. But we say, you know what, sir? We know better than you. Because were you to really be serious, you would have called to aid him.
So nowadays, like before this, like if they didn't have this, then if there was two aiding, then she'd be usher to him if like they went through a kinoi and stira. And if there wasn't two aiding, then she wouldn't be usher to him if you know, if like he did kinoi by himself and then we had stira.
His mathematosh.
Right, and like, so why isn't that serious enough to like still have the distinction? Yes, she doesn't drink, but she's still usher to him.
Because the halacha would be that she wouldn't be usher to him, because we are reading his mind that he was not serious. Unfortunately, I think like sometimes you reach a point in these conversations that like. Right, we're going around. Hello, Sophia. How are you?
Does that mean Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua? Or like, does Rabbi Yeshua disagree even with this? Like, even without the Beit HaMikdash?
So, Rabbi Yehoshua, again,
you really believe that you don't
what we're
Rabbi
suggesting
Eliezer
is that the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua is Machlokes Bizman HaMikdash.
Exactly.
Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda is saying a wrinkle within Rabbi Eliezer also Bizman HaMikdash, but that's completely wrong. Bizman HaMikdash, we don't follow Rabbi Yossi Reb Yehuda. But Bizman Hazeh, we will we'll bring that Shita back, Bizman Hazeh, based on this Svara. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Eliana is not satisfied, but okay, I'm doing the best I can. Hello, Abigail.
So the Svei Dinim are only true Bizman Hazeh?
Nachon. Bizman HaMikdash, the Svei Dinim would not be true. Hello, Frima.
Are we saying that that's what Rabbi Yossi believed? That one, it is enough to make a servant not to drink a soda water? Because that's not what the
because
position the Gemara says at all.
Because, like, Rabbi Yossi was speaking even Bizman HaMikdash. We reject his position Bizman HaMikdash, but we bring it back to life Bizman Hazeh. That's what Rabbi Chanina Misura is doing.
So he's then looking at both opinions and saying, well, anyone who chose to rely on Rabbi Yossi must clearly not have meant it, as opposed to that's what Rabbi Yossi.
I mean, Rabbi Yossi himself was consistent. Rabbi Yossi really meant it even Bizman HaMikdash. However, we reject that part of it, and we're bringing it back based on this, like, backdoor reasoning. Okay. Now, there are some who argue that Rashi, at the beginning of our Masechta, is against this approach. Let's take a deep breath. Turn back to Beis Amud Aleph. We had this Rashi, Mekane La Al Pi Shnayim. Remember this Rashi? So Rashi begins, if you want to do Hashgah Sot, you need to aid him. V'im lo kinei la b'fnei shnayim, einon ne'eseres ala b'stira sah. ve'eino mashke. Be medayik something from this Rashi that's connected to this Shtikl Torah.
Sounds like
who, someone go first. Esty,
sounds like you're saying that if you don't have two witnesses, you're not us or you're
right. It sounds like Rashi is saying that you need two witnesses for both dinim of sota, both for the iser to the husband and for the hashga'a sota, and this brisker tzvei dinim, right, which is what we're calling it, is not true according to Rashi. That is, I have this sefer over here, it's called Mishmani Ha'aretz, I stole it from the YU library in honor of teaching Shir and Sota. This year is actually a nice sefer. Whatever, you probably can't buy it, but the library has it, or now I have it. But the basic point is that he's medayik from Rashi, that Rashi is going against the Tzvei Dinim. Elisheva, you had something to say?
Yeah, how can we prove that? Because Rashi was talking
mostly
about the
Kedim in the time of the Bihamik. Nachon. Right? Once we said that Bizman Hamikdash, so the two dinim of being Asura on the husband and Hashka'a Sota both require two Edim, and the whole vart of Reb Chanina Misura is only Bizman Hazeh, so I think there's no diuk at all from Rashi, and what we're suggesting is that, yes, Rashi is correct, both require two Edim, because Rashi is speaking about Bizman HaMikdash. Absolutely correct, that was my next comment, and you're Mechaven. Good! Mechavenet. Okay, gotcha. So that's the first point that we wanted to make in the Gemara. Now, what's the svara that I might pass on like Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina? So we said a vart from the Bnei Ahuva, which is interesting. But let's go on in the Gemara. The Rashash says that maybe the proof to maybe the indication that I might pass on like Rabbi Yossi Reb Chanina comes from the next part of the Gemara. Amarei Shlokish. Malashon kinui, davar hamatil kin'a, veina l'veina cherim. Okay, what does Reish Lakish say? Call out. The word kinui means something that causes, Rashi says, anger. Right? Something that causes anger between this woman and everybody else. Everyone's going to be angry at her. The Gemara doesn't quote any pasuk for this. Rashi quotes psukim, him ken uni below el, ki kinachamas gaver, etc. But the idea is that kinui will cause anger. Why? Zokli Gemara, Alma kasavar kinui alpi atmo, v'kuli alma lo yad I dekanila, v'amri mai dekama deka budla, v'asul mebad kina bahada. Who wants to explain this one to me? It's like a mouthful. Did you have a chance to do this Gemara already? Or you were still working on the Pischei Tshuva and... I'm going to get back to that Pischei Tshuva and stuff, don't worry. But now, let's learn the Gemara together. Zakti Gemara, Alma Kasava, Reish Lakish holds, Kinoi is Alpi Atmo. Kinoi does not require two Edim, Kinoi is done Alpi Atmo, like Reb Chanina Misura said a minute ago. Vikuli Alma Lo Yadi Dekanila. People are not going to know that he did Kinoi. The Amri, and they'll say, Mai Dekama Dekabudla. They're going to say, hey, how come this woman is avoiding us? Avoidant behavior is the type of thing that gets people upset. How come this woman, she's like not hanging out? Why is she avoiding us? They're going to come to have a fight with her. So says the Rashash, what Reish Lakish is saying is that the word kinui is translated as ka'as, as anger. And when I translate kinui as ka'as, really what I'm saying is that maybe you'll do this private kinui, so people are not going to know that the husband did kinui, but the wife knows the husband did kinui, so the wife is going to be avoiding everybody. She's going to say, I'm not going to hang out with him, I'm going to hang out with anybody. And then people are going to get upset. And therefore, we don't want people to get upset. Or the word kinui means it's something that will make people upset. That's why Reish Lakish says it. So the Rashash comments that maybe this line in the Gemara, the line of Reish Lakish, is the indication that perhaps we really hold that kinui al pi atzmo will be sufficient, and maybe that's why the Gemara said maybe we pass on Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Okay, that's like a side point. You're confused.
Well, I'm having a lot of trouble with the assumption that the only reason which is avoiding people is because of kinui.
Okay, elaborate on your crap.
Like, if there's an isser of yichud, there's
So here's the kasha, right? Abigail's asking, one second, maybe she's avoiding people because she is a halachic abiding citizen and she doesn't want to have yichud. So that's why she's avoiding people. So good kasha. No? Why are people going to be upset? Right? So sometimes people get upset with people when they're frum. But I'm assuming that's not what the Gemara means. Right? So, good kasha. I want to talk about it in a second. Frumma.
Doesn't the Mishnah say, like, when he warns her that she shouldn't talk to any of these people also?
Right, so the Gemara is going to explain that al-tadabri doesn't really mean al-tadabri, it means al-tistiri, etc. Yafri tol-dafei. We have to get near Miyatzah Hashem. I mean, the Yerushalmi writes, actually, that al-tadabri in the Mishnah is a euphemism. That, like Rashi writes in Parashas Noach, that we don't want to say behema temeya. We say behema asher lo tahora. No? Because we want to not say negative things. So we don't want to even use any amount of nivol peh. So I'll say al-tadabri rather than al-tistiri. Because I just use the word stira, yichur, ah!
Right, so regardless, if you... If he warned her using those words, then she might go like the
Ashamayla
and not talk to anyone.
So, well, that's interesting. Notice you're saying that maybe she is like Amelia Bedelia, like
right,
taking everything
really
very literally.
Or like she's really like stressed out about this.
It's a good mashal, no? Right? It could be. That's an interesting take on the situation. But Bekitzer Hama'asa, the Gemara says that this woman... So people are going to be upset with her.
Wouldn't she only be careful with Ishpoli?
Yeah. Okay. So we have two ha'aros. One ha'ara. Why is everyone going to be upset with her? L'chor, she's just keeping halacha. Next, isn't the din of kinoi / stira only on a specific individual? So it comes along the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch. Apparently, Rav Soloveitchik said one time in one of his shiurim that by the time he was 9 years old, he had read all of the Minchas Chinuch. It's like a scary thing, no? I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but the Rav was not so into like Achronim, but apparently the Minchas Chinuch made it. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch says, one second, the Gemara says that everyone's going to be upset. Right, Sophia asks, why is everyone upset? Isn't kinui specific to one person? Says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe not. Maybe I could do kinui on everybody. A husband could tell his wife, don't seclude yourself with anyone. That's wild. What? Someone.
One of the sources that we saw
had this in the Pischei Tshuva, Nachon.
That it was only for two people.
So, excellent, right? The Pischei Tshuva quoted that, but the Minchas Chinuch entertains the idea, and he bases it on this Gemara. He says that kinui can be on many people. Now, there is a Me'iri over here. In the footnotes on the Minchas Chinuch, they point out that the Me'iri says perhaps kinui could be on many people, but it has to be that I'm saying don't have yichud with him, altistri imploni. Right? In other words, I could specify 2,000 people. But if I just say a group, maybe that doesn't count as kinui. And the Minchas the Me'iri says, because or else maybe could a husband warn his wife not to go to shul? It's like a very funny, like reductio ad absurdum. What?
Yeah.
So, what about the yichud thing? Wait, we'll get to that in a second. Wait. But the Minchas Chinuch develops this idea that maybe Kinui can be for many people, and that's the pshat in the Gemara. Aye. The next question is, why are people going to be upset with this woman? Aye, she's keeping halacha. So the answer might be to this, and we mentioned this at the end of the shir last time we learned, that perhaps the dinim of stira are not exactly the same as the dinim of yichud. Maybe the halacha of yichud is usur with certain kulas, and maybe the dinim of stira are more severe than the isser of yichud, and kulas that would apply to yichud ordinarily do not apply in the case of stira. If you remember, we had the Chelkas Mechulke, who suggested that maybe Bizman HaMikdash, the woman, will deliberately go and do a stira, and that way she would be blessed with children, etc., if she's innocent, or she could prove her innocence. And we also spoke about the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph. No, Elisha, we were discussing this last week, or whenever, 2 days ago, whenever it was. Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph, right? So Chana is Heitichad Ram Klapi Maila. Chana davened, in a way, the most similar thing I could think of to the Tefillah of Chana is what Elie Wiesel has in his book Night, about how in the concentration camp in Auschwitz, the people had a din Torah, and they decided that God was guilty for everything that God did to them, because they're in Auschwitz. And then, right after the din Torah, and they paskin that Kadosh Baruch Hu is guilty, they got up and they davened Ma'ariv. Now, that's like an unbelievable idea. Like, they're angry at Hashem, then they're davening Ma'ariv. But that, I think, is the type of tefillah. It's almost like Chana's tefillah, Hitichad Ram Klapi Ma'ila. Chana is basically like arguing with Hashem. She's like fighting with the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Gemara writes, Imra o tir'eh ba'ani amosecha, right? Imra o tir'eh, so the Gemara says, Hashem, look at me and give me a kid. And if you don't look at me and give me a kid now, tir'eh, God, I'm going to show you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go and I'm going to have stira. And then, Hashem, you know what? You're going to have to give me children, because the Pasuk says that when a woman goes through the Sota process and she's innocent, v'nixav and Nizra Zara, she'll have lots of children. So I'm going to force your hand, Ribono Shel Olam. Right? That was Chana's comment. So everyone and their aunt jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels and says, what are you talking about? How can Chana say I'm going to do stira? I isn't there an Isser Yichud. So the answer might be that no, she'll do something that would count as stira, but it's not an Isser Yichud. The Gemara's Lashon over there in Brachas Lamed Aleph is she says, Eileich ve'estarte b'fnei elkana b'ayli. I'm going to go and I have stira in the presence of my husband. In the presence of my husband? Hey, dude! Right? B'ayla ba'ir, there's no din of Yichud. The husband's around, no? How are you having stira in the presence of your husband? The teretz is, that's a din of stira. B'ayla ba'ir is a kula on Hilchas Yichud. But stira might be more severe, right? We mentioned that the Rambam writes that there is stira in front of two people. Abigail just mentioned this a few minutes ago. And that Pischei Tshuva over there in Kufayin Chesvav, Pischei Tshuva says, well, the Rambam says that there's stira from two people. You have kinoi from two people and stira from two people. Now, two people, there's no iser yichur min ha-tayr at all. Yichud min ha-tayr, the Tshuva's HaRashba writes, we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, it has to be one-on-one. One woman with two men, or one man with two women, right, is not Isser Yichud min ha-tayr. Yet the Rambam says that there's stira in that case. The answer is that stira is not exactly the same as the Isser of Yichud, and therefore people are going to say, hey, it's not that she's so frum. It's not like she went to seminary and frumed out or whatever it is. No, right? She's not being makbid on Yichud. She's being makbid on stuff that's more than the Isser Yichud. And therefore, people are going to be upset with her. And it is davar hamato kina beina lebein acherim. That is the explanation of this Gemara. Talia, good? Okay, happy you approve.
Not really.
Baruch Hashem. Not good. What don't you
for
like?
Her.
Huh?
For the couple.
Oh, it's not good for the couple. Right, because, obviously this is... Right.
Excellent.
What was that? I'm missing something good. I need to hear the jokes.
I was like, oh, but they get a kid in the end, so that's exciting. What's all to him?
Okay, we're moving right along.
It was better when it was quiet.
Yes.
That explanation of the Gemara reminds me of Nazir. In that it seems like it's something that where you're taking all of these things upon yourself, but really it's like a...
Right, like sometimes you try to be super frum, and you end up... Right, that type of idea? Okay, could be. Oh. Now, the Minchas Chinuch develops this idea that you could have kinui from many people, and he bases it on this Gemara, and he says, based on this, we can answer a Rashba. At some point this year, I assigned a Marir Makom in the Mishnah Lamelech, Parak Aleph, Halacha Yudalet of Sota. Right? So the Mishnah Lamelech over there created a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam about whether... the Eid Tumah has to be betoch usa stira or not. That was like the first part of the Mishnah Lamelech. And then afterwards, the Mishnah Lamelech quotes a Rashba, which is really interesting. Remember, Eid Echad is trusted on Tumah. No? If one fellow says that they actually had an affair, so she's no longer a Suffolk Sota, she's a Vaday Sota, and right, the whole Masechta doesn't apply anymore. Right, Eid Echad is Neman to say Nitma'a. So the Rashi has a question. What about if the Boel himself says Nitma'a? The Eid Echad is the, what's the term, Promedor or something? There's some fancy word for it. Right? The guy himself, right, is the one who says, you know what, yeah, Nitma'a. And the proof that Nitma is, I did it. I'm the one. Is that considered an Eid Echad to make her Aser? And the Rashba deals with this in the context of a sugya in Sanhedrin.
Pagina Dibura.
Oh,
so excited. We're doing this with Rav Kod in the morning.
Oh, he's done Pagina Dibura?
Yes, he's like...
Okay.
This is so
exciting. I thought you were doing Shavuos with Rav Kahana.
That was last year.
Oh, okay. Got it. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yud says, let's say someone walks into Beis Din and he says, Ploni Rav Ani Lertzoni. And he says that I had an illicit sexual relationship, Lertzoni, and I wanted to do it. Is that person mitzdaref with an acher lahargo? Right? Someone else says, you know, we saw Ploni had relations. I'm saying I saw Ploni had relations, but I'm a Baal Dovar. Can I combine with that other person? Do I say Pagina Dibura, which is that we believe half of your statement? We believe that Ploni Rava, but we don't believe Rava you. We believe that this guy, remember, there are really two Edim that Reuven had the illicit sexual relationship. Right? One of the Edim is some other guy. The other Ed is the person who said, I did it myself. Do we take that person who said, I did it myself, and say, you know what, we'll accept half of your statement. We'll accept the fact that he did it, but we're not going to accept the fact that he did it with me. The part of with me will cross out. That's called Pagina Dibura in the Gemara's case. The Rashba by us, and the Rashba that Mishnah Lamech is saying, is in the context of Eid Echad of Tuma. The Eid Echad of Tuma, this guy says, I slept with her. Right? So she had an affair. So she's a surah. Well, we have a rule. Ain't other Mason Asma Russia. If I say that I slept with an Eishes Ish, I'm not believed, because as a matter of halacha, I am not believed to say something that will make me a Russia. Right? I have no nemonis to say If I walk in and say, you know what, I'm a bad person. I did this Avera, that Avera, give me Malkus. We say, sir, you know what? We don't trust you. Ain't other Mesim Atma Rasha. So, you know what? I'm not Ne'eman to make myself a Rasha. But I am Ne'eman to say that the woman I was with, that Ishes Ish, that she did something. Just not that she did it with me. That's called Palgina Dibura. So the Rashba has a question about whether the Eid Echad of Tum'ah can be the Bo'el himself. And the Rashba says it's based on Palginan Dibura. And the Rashba concludes, yes, the Eid Echad of Tum'ah can be the Bo'el himself because of the rule of Palginan Dibura. So far so good, ladies? Problem. When I have an aid of Tuma, it has to be that the aid of Tuma is saying that the woman slept with the guy who the husband suspected her of being with. No? Again, Reuven turns to his wife, Dvaira Mushka. No one has that name here, right? No one Lubavitch? Okay, good. Right. Mushka is an official Lubavitch name, correct? Right? Maybe we'll have a different name. So, Reuven says to his wife, Gnendel Sprinza. He says, Gnendel, darling, I'm suspecting that you are hanging around with Ignatz. I think that Ignatz is having an affair with you. So, there is kinoy on Ignatz. There is stira on Ignatz. Right? The only time that Tuma can, the Eid Tuma will take effect and eliminate the whole that she becomes a sota vadai is if the aide is saying that she slept with Ignatz. But the aide said she slept with somebody else, so then the halacha is that's not called an Eid Tuma. Eid Tuma has to be from the same guy who she was suspected of being with. Right? That is our dear beloved friend. There's no one here who has a relative named Ignatz. I have to, like, clear all bases, right? Sophia, I apologize. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. But the point is, this Rashba is very hard to understand. Because the Rashba is saying that the Bo'el himself can be an Eid Tumah. Well, one second. How can the Bo'el be an Eid Tumah? Only based on the rule Palgina Dibura. That means that I trust this guy that she had an affair, but I don't trust that she had the affair with him. Palgina Dibura. I split it. One second. Well, how can I split it? Right? If she had an affair with somebody else, that's not an Eid Tumah. Because the only time the rules of Eid Tumah set in is when the affair was with the guy who she was suspected of being with. So the Minchas Tinoch says, oh, how do you understand the Rashba? It's a proof that I'm right. And maybe you could have a kinoy from many, many, many people, and that's grand. Once you could have kinoy from many, many people, right, so then we don't have a question anymore of the Tuma has to only be with the guy who you suspected. That's the Minchas Tinoch suggestion. It's a little complicated, but I think when you think about it, you'll realize that it's actually very creative. Shira, you had a comment?
So it can just be with like any of the one, like that he had.
Any of those 10,862 people.
Like chances are you didn't like, dude, can't like warn her about that many people. Like it could be maybe not enough five, in which case like.
Okay. 5, 7, 10, again, like Abigail pointed out, the Pisachin Tshuva says maybe the maximum is 2, because the Rambam's case is 2, but the Minchas Chinuch thinks you could do kinoy for the entire world. And that seems to be what this Gemara says, right? Davar mato kina beino lebein acherim. Everyone's going to be upset at her. Atara?
I don't understand how the Minchas Chinuch's answer solves the problem of the Rashba, because still the only aid we're accepting from the Bo'el is that she did something she wasn't supposed to do, but we don't say who she did it with. So we're saying, okay, it wasn't with him. But doesn't it still need to be about a specific person who
so,
was
but the Minchas Chinuch says, you know what? It doesn't have to be a specific person. It could be anybody, the whole world. A husband can do kinui on the entire world, and whoever that boel was.
But doesn't the aid Tuma still need to testify that she was with one of the people who?
Anyone who she was with will be one of the people, one of the kinoid, one of the stirad. Anyone who she was with will be one of those people, according to Min Paschinov. Because we just encompass the entire world in this.
It's not according to the Meiri.
The Meiri would not say that, right? This is the Minchas Chinuch, exactly. This is the Minchas Chinuch with his very broad approach that kinui can be to anyone in the entire world. Kuli Alma, right? That's the Lashon HaGemara, four lines from the bottom. Kuli Alma Lo Yadi. The whole world doesn't know, right? In other words, everyone's going to be avoided by her. She's avoiding everybody. Kuli Alma. That's the way Minchas Chinuch says his raya. Sophia, I cut you off twice. I didn't let you ask a question. Now I'll let you ask.
What happens in a case where one aid says that he saw a wife that slept with someone? Does she not even have to divorce the husband at all?
One aid has no namonas, b'cholat erekula. Only in the context of kinui and stira, in the context of sota, does one aid have namonas. If it's not in the sota context, no namonas to the one aid.
If the
so,
role is an aid, nothing happens to him.
If what?
If the
Boel
is an aid,
so nothing happens, because it's only
like
one aid.
It's worth it for him.
Right,
what?
Like, that's it for him, and it's like, oh, great, I'll just right.
Her,
and then I'll just admit it, and then I'll be fine. But she won't.
You gotta make sure you don't get caught. Yeah.
He's gonna be fine on their way.
But again, in a kinui and stira
situation,
let's say it's not a kinui and stira situation. No, it's a guy walks into Beis Din and he says, "I slept with someone." The Gemara says, "Like tov yachata zigul menaged," will give him malchus for being meyed as an eid echad, which you're not allowed to do. Like you're saying lashon hara about this woman, you're not neman, and you're just saying lashon hara that this woman had an affair. Boom, we'll whip you. Hey, that's what whoop the guy. That's what the Gemara says. It's kind of cool, actually. Never. You have a comment? Okay, excellent. So the Gemara says, now, the Gemara says over here, let's go on. Three lines from the bottom. Rav Yemar Bar Shlamya Mishmei Da Abaya Amar Dava Hamato Kina Beino Leveina. Again, according to Reish Lakish, the word kinui is something that will cause a fight between this woman and the entire world, because Reish Lakish holds like Reb Chanina Misura, like Reb Yosef Reb Chanina, that kinui can be Beino Leveina. Rav Yemar Bar Shlamya says that it's something that will cause a fight between the husband and the wife. Alma, kasavar kinui al pishnayim edim. You need two edim. V'kuli alma yad I dekanila. V'ihu hu da asila mebat kina bahado. Kinui requires two edim. Because it requires two edim, everybody will know that there is kinui. Right? Look at Rashi. Kuli alma yad I dekanila shar edim megalin hadavar ve'enon sonenosa. They're not going to hate her because they know this woman had kinui leveled against her. But the husband and the wife will have a fight because she is going to be upset. Hey, hubby, how come you're suspecting me of having an affair? Shezu maknitaso al shechoshta. Now, lecha'ira, you see from this Gemara that kinui is only when the husband suspects that the wife is having an affair. If the husband warns the wife, don't hang out with the guy, or even if the husband warns the wife, don't have yichud, that is not kinui. Kinui is only that she's going to be upset because the husband is suspecting that she's having an affair. In that, pischei tshuva. So there is this case about the husband who warns his wife, and they have like those words in Yiddish, actually. Zozai nit bleiben mit yenem. Something like that, no? Any of you could translate the Yiddish, or? No?
Translate.
What? Google Translate? That works. Right? Basically, don't hang out with him, or with them. Don't hang out with them. Right? By the way, over there in that case, it's a them. So you get an impression, like a shtickle like the Minchas Chinuch, that it could be with many people. That point Pesachim Tshuva makes. Pesachim Tshuva says also, though, that you know what? When this kid went to the, when the wife goes to the kid is sick, the wife takes the kid to the doctor, whatever that case was over there, there was no suspicion that she's having an affair. And therefore, it's not going to be considered a kinui. Because kinui is only when you suspect that you're having an affair. That's one line there in the Pesachei Tshuva, and that is a bit meduyak in our Gemara. Our Gemara is as understood by Rashi, that the wife's going to be upset with the husband. Hey, hubby, how come you're accusing me of having an affair? If you remember, we began the semester with that discussion as to whether the Eidei Kinui are Eidim L'Kiyum Hadavar or not. And we mentioned that famous story which Rav Soloveitchik said happened with Reb Elya Bear Meisels, the Rav of Lodz, that basically a husband warned his wife, I don't want a schnurrer to come into the house, right? You give him too much money, don't let the guy in, and the wife lets the guy in, and then the husband is worried, oh my gosh, maybe now it's kinui stira, ah! Right? That was the concern. So, the Beis Halevi in that tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Aleph, and Simen Mem Beis, the Beis Halevi concludes that no, it's not kinui at all, because kinui has to be with suspicion of having an affair, and again, this seems to be meduyak in our Gemara, as understood by Rashi. Good? Next ha'ara. The Gemara says that everybody's going to know that he did kinui, because kinui is done al pi edem. So everybody's going to know, right? That's a Lashon HaGemara. Kuli alma yadi. How come everybody knows? Why does everybody know? Because the Edom will spread the word. That means that something that two people know is the halachic equivalent of something that everybody knows.
Some about
stira. What?
Some about
stira. Stira also. Two people know that she had stira. So everyone knows that she had stira. Okay.
Doesn't the Yehudah ask how that can actually be
chazan? Well, if everybody knows?
Well,
two people are outside. Two people are standing outside and she's in the room. Right? Oh. But what do I see? I see that two people will spread the word. Now, the Torah Tamima on the Pasuk V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael, Torah Tamima raises a question, what is considered mefursam? What is considered a public activity in halacha? On the one hand, Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is only true if, let's say, a non-Jew threatens that I'm going to kill you if you don't violate this Avera. If the Avera is in the presence of 10 people, by the way, the Chazon Ish writes that this is a din d'oraisa of a minyan, and women are mitzdarif to a minyan for this din of Kiddush Hashem b'fnei Asara. But Asara is considered farhesya. And Avera done in front of 10 people, that's public. And if it's public, right, Baha Esther Farhesya Heva, right, that's the Grand Sanhedrin, everybody knows about once 10 people know it's public. And public, you have to be Moser Nefesh, even an Arkas Adimsana. You see from that Gemara, 10 people is the definition of public. On the other hand, the Gemara tells me in Meseches Yevamos Kuf Aleph that when I do a Chalitza, I'm supposed to do it publicly. And therefore, even though a normal din Torah you have 3 dayanim, for chalitza you have 5 dayanim to make it public. You see, 5 makes it public. On the third hand, okay, now we're getting in trouble. On the third hand, so the Gemara tells us, this is like the most abused halacha in Hilchos Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim says, right? But the Gemara in Erchin says, Milsa de Misamra ba'apei tlosa lespa lishna bisha. No? Something that you say in front of 3 people, there's no Lashon Hara on. No? Best kula ever. It's awesome. No? But we paskin that the Chafetz Chaim writes, it's only if it's not something that's objectively bad. It's something that, like I say, they're always cooking in that house. So it could be interpreted for good. It could be interpreted for bad. Once 3 people know it, it's as if everybody knows it. And Mestoma says, and Mestoma, you wouldn't want to say something negative that everyone will know about. So probably your kavana was, oh, they're cooking in the house all the time because there are lots of aniyim bay bayis and aniyim merudim tovi bay secha, and you should give them bread, and like the guy's really being very frum rather than the guy being a bum who's only eating all day. Right? That's basically... But I see from that Gemara that public means three. The Gemara has in Cheskes Habatim. I think Baba Basra was learned by Rav Khan not that long ago, or you did the first Mishnah of Baba Basra, whatever, everyone's like, sure. First Mishnah. Huh? Yeah. I think Tehillah told me that, like, you ended up, like, getting out of the box or something. You know, the box up against the Masechta. Apparently you went, like, very slow that semester. So I heard. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. But the Gemara says that Macha'a, there's a Machlekes. If a person wants to be Moche and say that, you know what, you're on my field, Macha'a, does Macha'a have to be B'fnei Shnayim or B'fnei Shlosha? That's a discussion in the Gemara. That question is, the Macha'a has to be publicized. How many people are necessary to publicize an idea? So again, tucked away in the middle of this Gemara, you get the impression that everyone is going to know because the Edim, those two Edim will be Megala. You get an impression that two is enough for Pirsum. And the Torah Tamima basically writes, I don't know the answer to this question. How come for some Dinim Pirsum is 10, other Dinim it's 5, other Dinim it's 3? I don't know. It's like a big mystery in Judaism. But Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, this is what the... this is what the Torah Tamima noted. Okay, so these are some of the other ha'aros that we have on this sugya, and I want to wish you all a good Shabbos. Now, Chevra, there is a chance that I might not be able to be here all week next week. I just have some family thing. I might not be able to be here all week. I will WhatsApp the Olam, but... You could probably assume that I won't be able to give shiur next week. I will WhatsApp you if I can, whatever it is. So I'll wish you a ksiv achsima tov and a gut yar. There is a chance I'll be here, but the pashtus is I won't. So we'll just say it like that. So have a gut yar. There is no class between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, correct? And so we'll have to resume after Sukkot. We have like a month off or something. The week after?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, when's the next class? Like October. What?
October 27th.
Easter Chag, we don't have school.
It's a long time from now.
October
11th. Okay, Kevra.